Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Now, I have just heard of something pretty wild here. Now, Michelle, you and I, now just stop laughing for just 1 minute, because I know that we were getting into this about post-traumatic love disorder. And yes. And this is a real heartbreaker here, apparently. What in heaven's name is post-traumatic love? Is that something you're living with your boyfriends? Zero.
I think I suffer from it on a daily basis, but we're going to find out from Abiola Abrams, right?
Oh, my God. Well, Abiola Abrams is a lifestyle coach, speaker, and author, and she's focused on women's love, body, and spirit empowerment. Her book is The Sacred Bombshell, Handbook of Self-Love. Oh, Lord, I'm not even going near that one. Okay, Abiola, welcome to Her Radio. And the first question is, what is post-traumatic love disorder?
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show. And you should absolutely be going near the title, The Sacred Bombshell Handbook of Love, because you are sacred bombshells, my darlings.
Oh, well, thank you.
Post-traumatic love disorder. After I noticed this very real trauma in enough of my coaching clients, I gave it a name. Soldiers, as we know, as a result of assault and rape victims, experience PTSD, which is a normal reaction after surviving the traumatic ravages of life-changing war. PTLD, post-traumatic love disorder, occurs after a devastating love event, an incident that may trigger childhood issues. So we feel betrayed, broken, abandoned, and then take that energy forward, living and dating like love zombies and the walking wounded, becoming addicted, being angry women, all of those things. So that's what the definition is.
So why is it that we have such problems moving forward from dysfunctional relationships? And I speak on behalf of myself here.
Yes. I think that we have all experienced it. And a part of it is that it's our natural human nature to want to bond, to want to hold on to each other, you know, in order to preserve a family unit. And so the number one question that I get from women, my advice column, or when I'm giving workshops or talks or whatever, is why can't I leave? You know, we see women in abusive relationships with terrible people or in terrible situations and wondering why they can't leave. And that's why my book is about self-love, self-esteem, because there really is a self-love and self-esteem issue for every problem. And that's what it comes back to.
That is so true. I mean, honestly, I just had this conversation yesterday. And you are spot on. Women just don't think highly of themselves. They stay in these awful relationships because they don't have enough self-worth and enough self-respect. And it's just this downhill slope that, you know, and they get depressed and they feel, you know, bad about themselves. They gain weight. All these things happen. So I couldn't agree with you more. Pam, I know you have a question.
Well, I'm just, what I'm saying is, let's go back. I'm like obsessing about the bombshell part of this. You encourage,
yes,
I do. So you encourage women to find their personal power by claiming their bombshell. So what does this mean?
So I have reclaimed, Pam, the word bombshell to mean a woman who loves herself, mind, body, and spirit, and a woman who stands firmly in her own power. So we acknowledge and embrace, you know, of course, the traditional bombshells, the va-va-va-vooms, like the Marilyn Monroes and the Halle Berrys and Beyoncés. But this is about the everyday bombshells, the bombshell next door, like the Maya Angelous, who I write about in my book, you know, the Hillary Clintons, the Michelle Obamas, you and I being able to stand in our stead, stand in our skin, you know, look in the mirror and really embrace who we are from the inside and out.
I think that's
so
true.
So what you're saying then is that, you know, clearly when you have a post-traumatic love disorder, when this happens to you, this is a wake-up call. That's what I'm hearing from you. It's a wake-up call that says, wait a minute, why are you having this kind of a problem? What is going on in your life? Are you centered? Do you have a sense of self, self-worth, self-esteem, etc.? Do you have issues maybe that are kind of harkening back to whatever time in your life about attachment, about abandonment, neglect? Are you having having problems with separating from maybe even a terrible relationship. What's going on there? And maybe this is a time to hit the pause button and really start examining some of that so that you don't keep repeating the same thing. What do you think, Abby?
Yes, that is exactly what it is. As the saying goes, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And so when women are, or men, are in the middle of, you know, a post-traumatic love disorder situation, it doesn't seem like the suffering is optional. And these incidents, you know, we giggle about it because, you know, that's the shadow laugh. It makes us a little uncomfortable because we know we've all been there. But these incidents can really shatter our self-worth if we let them. A devastating love challenge or revelation can leave us feeling unsettled, scared, out of control, you know, and as we said, your situation may have triggered old feelings of rejection, abandonment, or trust issues, and you may be calling your own deservability into question. You're wondering, are you lovable?
We wonder as women if we're lovable, and I know there's this coined phrase, right? You can't be in a successful relationship until you are in a a successful relationship with yourself. So we know that, but give us some tips. What can women do? I want three great tips that will help women.
Yes. I'm so glad you said that because this is the number one thing that women fight me on. As a matter of fact, I was just giving a talk in New Orleans, and I said, if you're in a bad relationship with someone else, it's because you're in a bad relationship with yourself. And the room went silent, you know. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. There's a lot of sucking in of air.
Tell us what's wrong with the other person.
So very quickly, three tips.
So three tips in order to love yourself deeply and come back to the foundation of who you are is to look at how you're treating yourself, not just your romantic relationships, but are you surrounding yourself with people who are positive, who are reflections of you at your highest, your most sacred, your most bombshell, your most, you know, inner powerful self, inwardly powerful self. Number two, are you eating and working out and treating your body temple in a way that says, I love me? That when I talk about self-care, women think I'm talking about manicures and pedicures and getting your hair done. All of that is great, but it just leaves us what I call stressed, depressed, and well-dressed. You want to take care of the inside. Tip number three, meditate. I talk a lot in the Sacred Bombshell Handbook of Self-Love about meditation, taking care of your inner self. You know, it's a spiritual self-help book, but that's for anyone, whatever your practice is, have one where you go inward, where you're quiet with yourself, because you can't love yourself if you don't know yourself. So start with an inventory, meditate, and get to know you.
Okay, throw out one more tip. Come on, I'm squeezing you for this.
Sure.
Okay, one more tip. Keep going.
One more tip is give. You know, that women that we have given since the beginning of time, and so we think this is my time to be selfish. But you know what? Continue to be lovingly selfish within your life and taking good care of yourself, but do be generous and give back to others. It's not trusting others. It's trusting that you will not shatter or fall or fail depending on the other person's action. So wait, one last tip. Take responsibility for whatever your life is, wherever you are. Don't see life through victim-colored glasses. See yourself as the source of power in your own life, and that'll make a big difference in how you move forward.
Well, that's a hard one.
Michelle, seriously, did you write all those down? Just wonderful. Just a moment, everyone. I'm making contact with my inner bombshell right now as I'm trying to become whole with. Come on, Michelle, let's hold hands and let's just do this.
All right.
This is so wonderful. Abiola Abrams is a lifestyle coach and the author of the Sacred Bombshell Handbook of Self-Love. We thank you so much for being on her radio to help us with post-traumatic love disorder. I'm Dr. Pamela Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
So here are some things you can do. Surround yourself with positive people. Meditate. Eat well. Love yourself, but also give back, and then take responsibility for your own life. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.